Until last year, Vermont was one of just two states without a state ethics commission. This week, the newly formed panel issued its first ruling, and as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the commission says Governor Phil Scott has a financial conflict of interest with a company that does business with the state.
The case centers on Phil Scott's relationship with Du Bois Construction. That's the company Scott founded about three decades ago and remained a partner in until shortly after his election in 2016. The state has paid Du Bois nearly $4 million over the past 15 years, most of it for contract work on transportation projects. And during the 2016 campaign, Scott's political adversaries said his relationship with the firm raised serious questions about his ability to serve as governor. Here's Connor Casey back in 2016 when he served as executive director of the Vermont Democratic Party.
I believe it's wholly inappropriate for the head of the executive branch to have ownership in a company receiving taxpayer dollars.
So Scott made a promise. If elected governor, he'd disentangle himself from the construction firm. Here's Scott earlier this week before he headed into a factory tour at a creamery in Websterville.
I took the unprecedented move of selling my business, my share of the business, after the elections.
But five members of an independent state ethics commission said this week that Scott's conflict remains, and that's because of the manner in which he severed ties with the firm. You see, Scott sold off his $2.5 million ownership stake in the company, but he financed the deal himself, which means the new owners have to make annual interest payments to Scott to satisfy their debt. State Ethics Commission Chairwoman Madeline Mata says the situation is a pretty straightforward violation of Principle 3 in the State Code of Ethics. That provision says public officials shall not accept a, quote, item of monetary value from an entity that does business with the state.
It seemed pretty clear-cut to us when we first started working on it. It seemed pretty clear-cut to us.
The governor's lawyer, Jay Pershing Johnson, disagrees with that analysis. She says the provision cited by the Ethics Commission deals with gifts or other items of monetary value given by a company to a public official.
The idea that payments made over time pursuant to a contract are a gift or other item of monetary value would take the notion of a gift analysis in an ethics policy beyond the bounds of places where it's been taken before.
A state-by-state ethics report card issued by the Center for Public Integrity 3 years ago ranked Vermont dead last in terms of ethics enforcement. Less than 2 years later, the legislature rectified that shortcoming. Gordon Witkin is the executive director of the Center for Public Integrity, an investigative news outlet in Washington, D.C.
We, I think rightfully, claim some credit for the creation of any sort of ethics commission in Vermont.
Witkin says a scenario like the one involving Vermont's governor and his ties to Du Bois is a tricky one to navigate.
Well, I think there is a bit of gray area.
In an ideal situation, Witkin says Scott would rid himself of any ties to the company. But
if your background is in business and you're in a relatively small state and you've been a successful business person, completely wiping the slate clean may be a challenge.
The important thing, Witkin says, is that Vermont has an ethics commission in place to ask the question. The State Ethics Commission doesn't have the power to investigate allegations of ethics violations or enforce any kind of discipline or action when they find them. But Witkin says the commission still serves an important role,
which is to say, hey, we're going to bring this to the light of day. We think it's wrong. Other people can make their own decisions.
And Phil Scott seems pretty content to let exactly that kind of process play out. He says the company is not in a position to get a loan from a bank or another creditor to pay off the $2.5 million debt, which means the only way to keep the business afloat and prevent the employees from being laid off is for him to be the person financing the loan. And he says state contracting procedures are rigorous enough to prevent him or other public officials from gaming the system for their own benefit. As for whether or not it's a conflict,
I think we'll let Vermonters decide in about 5 weeks whether they think this is an issue or not.
Which means Scott, at least, will interpret the results of November's vote as a referendum on the commission's ruling. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.